Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, I am getting an update from Allied Copper, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol CPR, and on the OTCQB under the symbol CPRRF. Now I am chatting with Alex Wiley. He is the president of Volt Lithium, also will be the incoming president of Allied Copper when a deal that we are going to be talking about closes. And that is Allied Copper that has entered into an agreement to acquire Volt Lithium. That was announced October 31st. Volt Lithium is currently a private company that controls mines and minerals permits in Alberta, typically targeting lithium found in the brines of the Keg River Formation. Now, one thing to note, Allied Copper does also still have the focus on copper assets in the western U.S., the SK property in Nevada, Klondike property in Colorado, and State Line property on the border of Colorado and Utah. Klondike property and State Line property, those were acquired each a little less than a year ago. Alex, since it is your first time on the show, and since this is the first time that I am covering this acquisition of Volt Lithium, let's first get your background, please.
Thank you, Corey. I have 20 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, both from originally an investment perspective and also running oil and gas producers. My background is tailored to, you know, moving to lithium production is a natural extension from the oil and gas production business, because we're going to be producing lithium extracted from brine that are in the same formations as the oil and gas industry.
So that ties into, I guess, the strategy of Volt Lithium then. Take us through how Volt Lithium came to be formed and maybe elaborate a little bit more on the strategy of, it sounds like, near-term production potential.
Yeah, so over the past few years, Corey, I teamed up with the owner of an oil field chemicals company. And what we were targeting was to determine if there was lithium in brine in northern Alberta. We discovered that there is a significant amount of lithium in brine, and we assembled a 410,000-acre land package. What we have also done is we've developed a proprietary technology to extract the lithium from oil field produced brine. You mentioned about getting into production. We are targeting entering into pilot production using our proprietary technology by the first half of 2023.
Okay, so some of this information is also coming from a news release that just came out. There's a lot of info in this news release, a lot of technical info as well. But can you maybe summarize this news release, the key takeaways from this, please?
For sure. One of the things that I get asked a lot about lithium companies, and people understand that there is lithium in brine in Western Canada. The question I get is how to produce it and how you extract it, and what is the timeline? So there are three key takeaways in our press release amongst all the detail. The first is we've entered into a production deal with an oil and gas producer. So we are going to extract lithium from brine that is being produced today. On our property, there's over 1,300 producing wells and hundreds of millions of infrastructure that's in place today. We don't have to spend money building infrastructure. We can leverage existing infrastructure that's in place, which will significantly reduce our capital costs to get into pilot production at a much shorter time frame than most others. The other thing that we've done is, we had a qualified person do some sampling, and we're happy with the results that came up from our qualified person. You know, he sampled brine in the 35 milligrams per liter range. We're highly encouraged by this, as our cutoff for economic production is significantly lower than the 35 milligrams per liter. In addition, we've made a discovery for a new formation that has yielded lithium concentrations significantly higher than what we've seen even in other parts of the basin. We've found concentrations up to 120 milligrams per liter. And as I've mentioned, this represents some of the highest lithium concentrations in Western Canada. You know, there's a lot more work to do to understand the new formation that we've discovered. However, initial results are very encouraging.
Now, are there any major costs that Allied Copper, when this deal or if this deal closes, will need to take on to satisfy this whole agreement with the oil and gas company? also to help produce that lithium?
In the early days, the answer is no. We've got enough money to get into pilot production. You know, what we're trying to do is really use the existing infrastructure in place. You know, as I mentioned before, we're targeting first half of 2023, and this is really important for pilot production. We want to demonstrate that we can extract lithium from the property where we're located and get the results that we're expecting.
So I've talked to a lot of lithium companies, especially this last year, as the sector has taken off and more interest has come in, which naturally means more companies come into the sector. Have we seen any other deals like this done with a lithium company teaming up with an oil and gas company?
We haven't seen it in Western Canada. There have been some collaborations with oil and gas companies, but to date, I haven't seen a production deal in place. Again, with my background in oil and gas, I felt it was critical that we enter into a production deal with an oil and gas company because they're producing the brine today. So if the brine's being produced today, we can treat it and extract the lithium from the brine that's being produced today.
Okay, now we have talked a lot about this whole lithium angle for Allied Copper, and it's one that clearly you coming in as president of Allied Copper, there is going to be a focus here. But what about balancing out still the work that is planned and, in all fairness, the drill program that was just completed on the company's other assets, like the Klondike property, like the State Line property?
Yeah, so Allied will continue its focus on copper. You know, as we state on the website, I mean, Allied is exploring for a greener tomorrow. We clearly state that copper is going to be critical for the electrical grid and for electric vehicles as we move into the future. I view lithium as a natural extension to the Allied portfolio because lithium assets will be critical for the development of the electric vehicle industry.
So, Alex, when we are watching out for news, and in full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Allied Copper. In terms of the lithium front here, we still need to wait for this deal to close where Volt Lithium comes into Allied Copper. But what sort of news should we look for? What kind of news can we look for that gives us comfort that this lithium angle is moving forward?
As we move into 2023, you should hopefully start to see some news about further testing that we're doing with the equipment that we're going to use for the pilot program. We're ultimately going to test the equipment. We've actually started testing equipment. We're going to continue testing lithium extraction from equipment that we've already started to purchase. And as we move into the second part of the first half of 2023, you know, our goal is to get into pilot production with the oil field producer.
Okay. Alex, I think this brings us up to speed here. Now, again, this is still early on, a new angle for Allied Copper, while still focusing on the copper assets and still with drill results to come back from the assay lab. But it's a different play in this lithium space. Very interesting. Still, it sounds like a lot of news to come. And if any of you listening have any questions for Alex regarding this move into lithium and some of the potential returns that could happen here, please feel free to email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will get Alex to address those, and I'm also going to follow up with Alex and the team as more news comes out of Allied Copper, both on the copper front and now on the lithium front. Alex, thank you for your time. Thank you for a bit more of a summary for this deal within Allied Copper.
It was a pleasure, Corey. Thank you.